Hi, this is Jo Martin and welcome to your Soft Powercast, where you'll discover one of many ideas for leading a more fruitful and fulfilling life. Today, we're talking about batching for energy matching. If you've ever felt like your to-do list is as long as your arm, and you get to the end of the day, no matter how hard you worked, you still didn't get everything done. If procrastination is something you feel like you're really great at, then today's tool, batching for energy matching, is going to make a huge difference for you. Let's talk about this interesting little tool, because if there's one thing I've noticed working with women leaders and women entrepreneurs, it's not lack of industry that stops us. It's not lack of knowing what to do. It's that we feel there is so much to do and in so many different categories, our tendency to want to multitask is probably what paralyzes us more than anything else. My greatest belief is that it's not the number of things on your to-do list which takes up the time. If you want to get better at time management or energy management, as I prefer to call it, it's not about just starting at the top of the list and working down. And it's not even about just about prioritization. Both tools which I'm hoping that if you've been in the One of Many community for some time, you've learned about our energy allocation process and how to prioritize. If not, do check out Be Fruitful. It's a great little time and energy management training program, and we talk about it there. Having said that, it's not just about prioritizing, because you know you might have some very important things to do in the day. You might have a sales call you have to make. You might have to look over your numbers. It's not the number of things on the to-do list which is what takes up the time. In my experience, and watching the experience of literally thousands of entrepreneurs and business leaders, it's actually the shifting between energies that certain tasks require, which is where time gets wasted. Think of it for a moment. Let's say you have an important sales call that you need to make. Now, you might say, well, I don't ever make sales calls in my role, but it's a call where you have to sell someone an idea. You have to be inspiring. You have to be your best self, and you have to really try and get them on board in whatever capacity that is. I want you to imagine that for a moment. Imagine what kind of state you have to be in. Imagine what kind of energy you need to be in to do a really great job of doing that. Let's say that another important thing that you have to get done on any given day is reviewing your end of year financial accounts. You know, it's tax time and you've got to look over what the accountant sent back. Imagine what kind of energy it takes to have a look over figures. It's a very different energy, isn't it, to the energy of the first example that I gave you? And herein lies the problem. For most of us, certainly for me personally, it takes me a good 10, but more like 20 minutes to shift between different types of energies. To shift between the energy that it takes to do a really great job of an inspiring and enrolling sales-based call, to shifting into the energy to kind of get detailed and focused and have a look over some tax numbers, that shift for me would probably take me a good 15 to 20 minutes to get done so that I was in the right energy to do it. Now, you know you're shifting energies between tasks because all of a sudden the laundry starts to look really interesting rather than doing work, or you find yourself having your 18th cup of tea before 11 a.m. These are the things that make a huge difference. It's these energetic shifts between tasks that require differing energies. And that's why we talk about batching for energy matching. Now, batching is not a new concept, and a number of time management things do talk about batching, but they often talk about batching tasks together. So you batch all your phone calls together, or you batch all your writing together. And that is the beginning of it, and it's a good place to start. But what I've discovered over the years using this myself personally and again with clients is that sometimes different phone calls take different energies. You know, just because it's a phone call doesn't mean that I need to be in the same state. dealing with a problem client, I need to be in a different state to if I'm having an inspiring call with my team, for instance. I need to be in a different, what I would call power type. So what I've kind of advanced this concept of batching to now being about matching tasks of similar energies together. And I now tend to arrange my weeks around our women's power types. So let me explain to you how I batch my tasks these days so that you understand and you can start to use it for yourself. If you've been with us for any length of time, you've probably heard about our five women's power types. If you haven't, then that's a good place to start. Reach out to your coach or reach out to one of our programs, such as Be Fruitful, and get a start with it. Our five women's power types are the warrioress, the lover, the mother, the queen, and the sorceress. And these power types are particular archetypal energies that we can get into to achieve certain outcomes, as opposed to, you know, the kinds of energies that we sometimes unconsciously lapse into, things like victim, martyr, the bitch, which are not so empowering. Once you get well versed in these power types and they become a part of your everyday vocabulary, and by vocabulary I mean not just linguistically but actually in your body and the energies that you know, your energetic vocabulary, the places that you work from, then what you discover is that you have access to five very powerful ways of being to get certain things done. And it's into these categories that I now tend to do my batching. So let me explain. At the beginning of every week, when I am looking at planning out my week, and this is all part of my energy allocation process, but just to pick it up on a weekly planning session, I will pick up the tasks that are due that week. You know, there might be projects that are working on that require particular tasks to be completed that week. There might be things in my diary that I know need to get done. There'll be things that are in my head that I know need to get done that week. And end up with a list of all of the kind of stuff that needs to get done. My next step is I then go through all of those tasks, and I'm talking in the work context here, but you can certainly expand it into the personal context as well. I go through all of those tasks that need to get done, and I allocate the kind of energy that I'm going to need to get it done. So, for instance, writing a promotional email for me might take one of two different energies depending on how I feel about it. If I feel like I know exactly what I need to write, I just have to kind of gird my loins a little bit and get it done, then it's probably going to take some warrioress energy, you know, just kind of that independent, make it happen, active, kind of dynamic energy that's is spring-like energy to get something done and create something from scratch. If, however, it feels like I don't quite know what the concept for this promotional email is going to be and I don't quite know how to explain it, I actually might want to work more from my sorceress energy, where I feel my connection to source and come from that place. So I will decide, based on how I'm feeling at the time, which energy is going to be a good energy for that particular task. And look, I don't analyze it that much. I just look at it and go, oh, yeah, I'm going to need some queen for that, or that feels like it's going to need mother. Of course, I'm able to do that because I'm familiar with the power types, but at least if you haven't been through our profiling tool, if you haven't had some experience of it, this won't make sense. So of course, do that first, get some experience with the power types, and you'll start to appreciate how you can use this. I work through my task list and I allocate them to different power types. What I've then done is I've segregated my working week into usually two, sometimes three power types in a day. So most days, not every day, but most days I will start the day with a bit of queen energy, which is kind of planning and mapping out the day. So that's the very first thing in the morning. And then I will spend the rest of the morning on a particular power type. Then I have a natural break at lunchtime, and then my afternoon is in a different power type. So, for instance, on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings, I'm in lover energy. Actually, on Thursday, in Thursday mornings as well too, I'm in lover energy. And that's the time when I do things like what I'm doing right now, recording soft powercasts, when I'm doing things like phone calls, sales related calls, where I'm doing team calls and so on. So anything which requires that charismatic, fiery kind of energy of with a bit of joy and to be captivating and so on, then I'll do on those mornings. And obviously, I spend quite a bit of time there because that's the stuff that I do most in our business. All day on Friday for me is sorceress energy. And that's where I really tune in to source and create from nothing. That's when I like to spend my time coming up with content, coming up with ideas for blog posts, seeing and envisaging the future of the business, sometimes problem solving things, but it's a real kind of dreaming sort of day. A lot of action happens as well, but I'm coming from that place of connection to source, and that's a blocked out day that nobody can interrupt me. On Wednesday afternoons, for instance, I have that segregated to be in Queen energy. So that's very much a management afternoon where I'm looking at things, reviewing things, bringing order and structure. So it just gives you an idea. You can then break down your week into sections focused around these different energies. And what that means is when you start to batch tasks that require a similar kind of energy together, you can consciously to start with, but eventually it happens unconsciously. Your body wakes up, and certainly my body wakes up on a Tuesday, and it knows it's time to be with people this morning. I'm going to be with people, and I'm bringing my best, bringing my best self to do that, because it's always planned in to be lover energy tasks on a Tuesday morning. And Tuesday afternoon, that's where all of my review work, order structure, that kind of stuff happens. So at lunchtime, that shift just becomes a natural thing. To start with, you need to do it consciously, but after a while, you just get used to it. And when you batch tasks together like this that require a particular type of energy, it becomes a hell of a lot more easy to get momentum. So how you divide your day is entirely up to you. If I take my whole waking hours, then it looks a little bit more like this. You know, from wake up until I go to work, I'm very much in mother archetype a lot of the time, obviously with a toddler. And then I go into my workspace and I transition into Queen energy to start my day. Then I might go make my morning cup of tea, transition into lover energy for the appointments, which usually start at around 9:30 or 10. And then at lunchtime, again, go and have a break, have my lunch, and then transition into my afternoon power type. Then when I finish my work for the day, I will go and actively transition back into mother archetype because, from 4:30, I want to spend time with my son. And then when he's in bed, I will actively go and then let myself into lover archetype so that I can be spending time with my husband from that place rather than from mother and playing family inc. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes Greg works in the evenings, and it's not always about the fun side of lover, like most relationships. You know, it's not every night. But being in that lover archetype is powerful for myself as well, because the lover archetype is the center of self care. So in the evenings, I like to actively shift into that once James is in bed, so that I'm replenishing myself, putting my needs first, where possible and where probable, spending some delicious time with my spouse. So over the course of the day, there's a few shifts happening, but it's very different to having a task list of 15 things to do, which only gets reviewed every morning, and you think it all has to get done that day, and you need to shift energies, you know, 8 times before morning tea. It's crazy. If you think about it, if you've got to shift energy eight times before morning tea because you've only prioritized your tasks and not considered what kind of energy it's going to take, and you just do them in order of priority alone, then what you find is that shift might waste you up to 1 to 2 hours of time making the shifts that you need to make. You get distracted looking at Facebook. You get distracted at looking at other things. So batch those things of a similar energy together, which is why it needs to be done weekly, because there might be something that's due on a Thursday, for instance, and it's really high priority to be done by Thursday. So on a Monday morning, you think, well, I'll do that now and then it's done. Or you might leave it till Thursday. But if you analyze it a little bit and look at it and say, that requires queen energy to get that done. Tuesday afternoon is my queen energy time. I'm going to put that to be done on Tuesday. It gives you so much more clarity and an ability to orchestrate your week powerfully. So there is a tour de force of batching for energy matching. The key is don't just work down the list. That's the worst thing you can do. Even don't just prioritize your list and work through in priorities. Start to be thinking in terms of weeks as far as you can rather than just days, and batch tasks that are going to require a similar kind of energy, a similar kind of power type to get them done. Batch them together. Watch your momentum soar and discover how you can probably save yourself 5 to 10 hours a week of productive time, which you can then spend either on getting some more done and being even more fruitful in your business, or on replenishing and giving to yourself so that you can do those delicious things that you know you want to do, like starting that yoga course or doing that bit of exercise or cooking some delicious meals for your family, whatever that might be. Have a lovely time with your batching for energy matching. Please discuss this with your coach in your next session. If you're working with one of our coaches, we'll be chatting about it in your soft power circle this month if you are participating in the Lead the Change group. And I look forward to hearing your shares if you're in our B1 community online. Thanks very much for your time. Good luck with your batching for energy matching.